I'm Randy Vann with Newton Activities and Athletics Director Ryan Rump, and that's a name that's probably familiar to folks in Knoxville. You were there for many years. Held the same job. How long actually were you in Knoxville, Ryan?
Yeah, I was in Knoxville 4 years, four good years down there before transitioning up here to Cardinal Nation. So yeah, I guess hopefully people remember my name fondly down there. I guess it depends on who you talk to.
Well, you came to Newton, been doing a great job here, and had the pleasure of working with you the past several years. And I'm going to talk about a new broadcasting partnership here with KNI, KRLS, and just kind of explain how that came about.
Yeah, we're very excited, Randy, to be entering into this partnership. As you know, KCOB, a local affiliate here in Newton, kind of closed the doors on sports and news back in the spring. So we were left kind of empty-handed without a partner for our coverage, for our athletics and activities. And as the summer went by, KINA, KRLS reached out and wanted to have a conversation about some things that they could provide for us. And of course, we were in need of a partner, and those conversations went well, and we liked what we heard, and of course, they had a lot to offer us. So things kind of progressed, and then the sealer was when they told me that you were going to be in the fold. That sealed the deal for me. So that's kind of how we got here, and we couldn't be more excited to be entering into this new partnership with KRLS, and we're really excited about the expanded coverage. KCOB did a great job for us with covering our events, but I feel like this partnership is going to not only give us that, but also a lot more coverage, a lot more features, bring a lot more awareness to all of our athletics and activities that we have going on here in the Newton School District. So couldn't be more excited, and just really, really pleased with how it all came together, and we're looking forward to year one here.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to a lot more coaches throughout the year, and the athletes as well, so it'll be nice to get them on. Now, you announced the partnership late last week with the parents' meeting and on the Newton Cardinals Activities and Athletic Facebook page. So how's the response been so far?
Yeah, really good. We gave information and told the parents where to go to download the app so they could get all the games, and so they knew where to go, kind of give them some direction. So I think the feedback's been great. Our coaches are excited. And I think the most exciting piece for them is that the expanded coverage, our student athletes and our programs that are deserving of recognition and awareness are going to get that. And I just feel like the parents, even though we're still really young here in this partnership, the parents and the stakeholders of our community are really going to like the way it's set up so that they can listen to the Newton Cardinals anywhere with the streaming. If you're tied down to the radio on the radio dial and you don't have that streaming option, then you're kind of bound to your territory. Whereas with the streaming, now you can listen to the Newton Cardinals anywhere, whether you're in the state, out of the state, out of the country, if you have internet access, So that'll be really good. And then we're really excited. We're hoping that we can pipe in the audio feed of you and the games into our video stream. So when people stream our games and watch the video stream of all of our games, they're all streamed online, then we'll also have an audio. We'll have an audio in the background of that. So that'll be really nice, I think, to have that video and audio piece, and that'll be progress. That's something we've never had before. So just a lot of positives here, and we're really excited.
Yeah, we'll be having Newton scores on, and, of course, interviews with athletes and coaches throughout the week, and big, long, expanded pregame show on Fridays for football and basketball, and then Saturdays there's a special – in the morning, a special sports program as well that we'll have Newton coaches and athletes on. So we're looking forward to rolling that all out and having people in Newton listen to that. Now here in Newton and rest of schools gearing up for fall sports season, and I guess here it starts all Friday, August 23rd. You have what's called a fall sports kickoff night at H.A. Lim. Talk about that.
That's right. So we have this annual fall sports kickoff at the stadium, and we tie in a football scrimmage with that. So this year, Pella Christian is coming over to Newton to scrimmage in football. So we'll have a ninth grade scrimmage starting at 5 o'clock on that night, and then we'll introduce all of our athletic teams, fall, winter, spring, summer. We invite them all to come out, and we introduce them, and they walk down the track and get recognized after the ninth grade football game. And then we'll have the varsity scrimmage after after that recognition. So depending on how things go, you know, the scrimmage is the night starts at 5 o'clock. We normally do our introductions of all the teams around 6 o'clock. And then after that, we'll have our varsity scrimmage. Those attending are asked to bring Gatorade or a sports drink. We do not charge admission for this event. But we do ask that you bring a sports drink donation, whether you want to bring a 6-pack or an 8-pack or just one or two bottles, whatever you can find or afford to bring. And we divvy that out to all of our fall teams so they all have Gatorade, Powerade, sports drink to use throughout the fall seasons. I will say that new this year over at H.A. Lynn, we're getting a little bit of a facelift as we're getting new lights, which has been a huge project. The lights that were there before were from the original stadium. So, and that stadium is very, very old. So those lights were also very, very old. And this summer we embarked on a project to put up new lights. So it's going to be great. We're very excited about that progress. However, we're still in the process of putting the lights up, and we're going to come down to the wire probably of football season here with the progress on those lights. So it is possible that we could adjust the start time for that kickoff to a little bit earlier so that we can have everything done by dark, because we're just not entirely sure that we'll have lights available to use by Friday the 23rd. But we'll communicate that out. For now, on your schedules, mark down 5 o'clock. That's what time we get started with the ninth grade scrimmage. We'll have introductions at 6, and then the varsity scrimmage will be after that. And if we have any time changes at all, and if we did, it would be we'd start just a little bit earlier. We'll communicate that out.
Okay, and of course, we'll pass that along as soon as Ryan lets us know what the game plan is going forward. So anything else you want to add about this new partnership or the upcoming academic school year and the athletics and activities directed with that?
You know, this is always just an exciting time of year. I mentioned this at our parent meeting. The kickoff to the fall sports always seems to have a little more juice for a lot of reasons, but mainly because people are excited to kind of get back into the swing of things, and that's not just with athletics and activities, but also with school starting back up. So everybody's just got a little extra pep, a little extra juice, and this year's no different. And we're excited. Our fall sports teams should be very competitive this year in Cardinal Nation. We got veteran coaches that done a great job for us in the past, and they'll do a great job for us this year. All of our student athletes have been working hard all summer. They've been in the weight room. They've been training. They've been going to workouts. So they're prepping for a great year. And, we're just excited. You know, again, this is a fun time of year. A lot of optimism. Like I said, everybody's kind of recharged, got the batteries charged up from the summer, and they're ready to get back at it. So we're ready for fall sports. We're ready for a school year. And we're ready for a great partnership with KRLS.
And I'm ready to get the play-by-play portion of this partnership underway a couple Friday nights from now at Adel taking on ADM.
Yeah, that should be a fun one to get started. If you remember last year, they had a real good team, and they always have a great program over there, and that'll be on the road. Actually, that'll be our first challenge this year for the football team. So, but we'll be ready. Coach Sweet will have them ready to go, and I know you'll be ready too.
Yes, definitely. Can't wait to get that started. Thanks for joining us today, Ryan.
Thanks so much, Randy. I look forward to working with you guys.
That is Newton High School Activities and Athletics Director Ryan Rump. I'm Randy Van on KNI KRLS.